and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Voting 7-2, the Supreme Court rejected a lawsuit by payday lenders trying to undermine the Consumer Financial Protection Agency, formed in the wake of the 2008 financial meltdown.
It lifts the uncertainty around the existence of the agency. So this case means that the CFPB is here to stay. And now the focus shifts to the regulations that it's writing. But the industry, not happy with this decision, well, now they're going to get down into some of these rule-level litigation over things like overdraft fees and whether we can mandate the removal of medical bills from Americans' credit reports.
ABC's Devin Dwyer. Houston hit by severe weather, at least 4 people killed, upwards of 1 million homes and businesses with no electric power this morning. French police in a city in Normandy shot and killed a man armed with a knife and a metal bar suspected of setting fire to a synagogue. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris back in Wisconsin Thursday. She spoke to black voters in Milwaukee about the administration's efforts to create economic opportunity.
You see the signs around Milwaukee and around our country brought to you by the Biden-Harris administration, and you see a crane and you see shovels in the ground.
Harris also talked about forgiving student loan and medical debt and improving access to housing. The Green Bay Packers will play at least 5 games on national primetime TV this football season. The NFL released its regular season schedule Wednesday night. The Packers will open the season with a game in Sao Paulo, Brazil on Friday, September 6th, and they'll host a game on Thanksgiving night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers head to Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are in Houston to open a 3-game weekend series against the Astros. Last night, thunderstorms with winds up to 75 miles per hour and heavy rains left 4 dead and over 1 million without power in Houston, and a leaky roof at Minute Maid Park. The Astros managed to win 8-1 over the A's. Manager Pat Murphy was asked if the Brewers' bullpen showed any improvement during their most recent homestand.
You know, I think Piamps showed some signs. Koenig continues to be another unknown that nobody knew about that's throwing the ball great. Yeah, I was happy for White there at the end, too. Don't know much about him, and, you know, it looks like possibility of him helping us. So.
NFL fans and vendors now making plans around the Packers' game schedule for the fall. 5 games in prime time, including Thanksgiving. Next week, the players report for OTAs, organized team activity practices in Green Bay. 6 of the Packers' draft picks were signed this week. 3 more left to go. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Civic Media. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear, low of 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunder shower. 84 our high on Saturday. By Sunday, mostly sunny with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreidlow.
Friday is National Endangered Species Day, so we'll discuss the hostile habitat for a particularly rare species, the moderate Republican politician.
Up North News with Pat Kreidlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
If you've ever driven a tractor, you are her friend. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Well, it looks like we might be able to get back out there and continue with field work weather-wise. Thank you so much for you early rainfall reporters. David from Burlington said, no rain in his neck of the woods, but I've got Mark in Fitchburg that picked up about a quarter of an inch of rain in the past 24 hours' time. Good morning, everyone. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. That's the way we talk around here on the Farm Show, and you are welcome to join in the dialogue. Use our Midwest Farm Report talk text line. What happened in your backyard? No matter where you are, you can call 877-301-FARM. You can text 877-301-3276. Either way, I'd love to hear what you've got in your rain gauge or maybe just observations about how things are going so far this spring. Weather-wise, it looks like we are going to stay dry today, warm up even a little bit. Today's daytime high is expected to be in the mid to upper 70s. A little cooler on the lakeshore. They'll have more clouds, probably around 65 degrees. Then as we roll into the weekend, Saturday looks beautiful and probably a little on the warm side. We'll see temperatures on Saturday that could climb into the mid and upper 80s for a lot of us. Again, cooler along the lakeshore. And Sunday, sunshine again, into the 80s. Monday, more rain in the forecast, and I'll stop at that. Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, has all the weather details on the way. Some farmers in Wisconsin not happy with the way checkoff dollars are being allotted. They're going to talk about it next Wednesday up in Osseo. We're talking with the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union about that and catching up with our friends from Focus on Energy as the thermometer starts to climb higher, thinking about energy savings when it comes to keeping our animals cool. Top priority. Details on the way there, too.
Get insurance from a company who knows Wisconsin and cares about your community. You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home and auto rates? Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more about products and discounts.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
The highly pathogenic avian influenza is circulating, but it's impacting more than birds. 9 states have found this strain of bird flu in dairy cows. Wisconsin has not had a case, but we do have a system to help prevent the spread of animal disease if it does come into our state. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. Wisconsin requires anyone with livestock, whether you have 3 chickens or 3,000 cows, to register where those animals live. The database is run by the Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium. Executive Director Julie Sweeney joins us in studio. She says they require this information because it can be critical in stopping the spread of disease.
I think a really great way to think of it is that it's making sure that the Department of Agriculture has an accurate phone book or contact information for everybody that has various species of livestock. So making sure that if all of a sudden there's a risk of some sort of disease, whether it's minor or incredibly serious, it's just important to be able to contact livestock owners so that they understand the risk. You know, with HPAI, it's been around for a few years, but from every type of poultry owner, whether they have thousands of birds on a commercial operation or just 3 backyard chickens, it's important for them to understand the risk and to increase biosecurity measures when it makes sense and needs to be.
And it's not just poultry and cattle. It's the law for a variety of farm animals to be reported through the premise ID program, right?
For anybody that might not know, we register all livestock species. In particular, that includes beef, cattle, dairy cattle, bison, also llamas, alpacas. There's a category known as captive cervids, which covers deer, elk, moose, caribou, reindeer, also horses, mules, and donkeys. People might not realize as well, we register fish farms. So anybody with a pond that has fish, it's wise to register premises with us. And then, of course, goats, sheep, and pigs, as well as poultry. Poultry includes just the full gamut of whether it's chickens, turkeys, geese, ducks, ostriches, emus, the whole works. So quite a diverse mix there.
Yeah, and a diverse mix of animals, but also these may be in production agriculture, or it may be your hobby or summer project, right?
Absolutely. We have large commercial operations to smaller premises with just a handful of, essentially the animals are kind of kept as pets, to even everybody that shows animals at the county fair, everybody registers with us.
Another thing to keep in mind, this is confidential, and that is because of the nature of your relationship, WLIC, with the state, which is unique to Wisconsin. And I was wondering if you could talk more about that for us.
Wisconsin is very unique in the fact that we are a third party. We are not a government entity. We exist solely for the management of this information and to keep it confidential. So while it is required to register premises in the state of Wisconsin and that the department has access to this information, general public constituents do not have access to it. So the Public of Information Act does not apply to us because we are not a government entity. So you know that your cell phone number, your email address is not shared with anybody. Also, one thing I wanted to mention is that premise registration simply includes your contact information. So WLIC does not care if you have 2 cows or 2,000 cows. We're simply curious about what species are on the premises, as well as that you have any livestock there at all at any part of the year.
And again, it's meant so that if your farm or animals are at risk, the state can get a hold of you. Has that come in handy recently? And we've been talking a lot about the highly pathogenic avian influenza. When it was just an issue with poultry, was the state using this information to warn producers, hey, you're at risk?
Absolutely. Most definitely. They utilize the information to be able to realize who to contact and share relevant information. So depending upon the type of disease that you might be talking about, the Department of Agriculture, the animal health team, can explain to say, you know, stay out of the northwest corner of the county where a farm has been identified with a positive test for HPAI or whichever disease it might be, to know that there's a level of risk for that virus traveling in that area of the state. They also might suggest additional biosecurity measures on your operation or your premises, as well as restrictive movement in that area. You know, disease can spread by others visiting a farm and being transported, whether it's on the wheels of a vehicle or even in any manure being transported. So every disease is a little different, but the department's able to use that information to speak to livestock owners or to contact them, whether that's via email or cell phone or even just a call if someone's in a very sensitive area, and work with them more closely or directly.
Julie Sweeney is the executive director of the Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium. They're in charge of the database for premise IDs. Wisconsin requires anyone with livestock, even if it's a county fair project, to register where those animals live. You can do that at WIID.org. This allows the state to notify you when there's an animal disease outbreak. Right now, attention is on the highly pathogenic avian influenza, or H5N1, in dairy cows. With that news, the Wisconsin's Division of Food Safety has been getting questions about the safety of dairy and meat products. Administrator Adam Brock reminds us that beef, poultry, eggs, and milk are safe to eat thanks to pasteurization and proper cooking.
One of the key things that we talk about in milk, and I know a lot of your listeners know about dairy and pasteurization, and pasteurization for years has been the gold standard to ensure the safety of the milk supply. As of right now, everything we have indicates pasteurization works. I'm not concerned about drinking milk. Cooking your eggs and cooking your meat to the appropriate temperatures. I think it's 160 for ground beef and 165 for poultry, or I should say ground meat. Generally, if you do the basics of food safety, you know, prep your food, cook it to the right temperatures, and reduce the chance of cross-contamination, you know, no mixing raw product with finished product, you're in good shape on the food safety side. I don't have any concerns that proper best practices and food safety practices will keep things safe. I would not hesitate to eat properly cooked and pasteurized products.
Can you remind us, you know, just how robust the food chain is when it comes to making sure that everything that goes on the store shelves is okay?
And I point to the uniqueness in Wisconsin. We are a very collaborative state. We have a Dairy Rules Advisory Committee. We have a Produce Advisory Committee, a Retail Foods Advisory Committee, where industry, regulatory officials, academia, nonprofits all get to discuss opportunities and hurdles. So we've got a great network, and our farmers too spend so much time just making sure that we have high quality food, and they work. We ask them, you know, questions. They've come to things at CDR, the Meat Science Building, and other places. So there's great collaboration, and that makes it much easier when we come up against different unique things, right? What I would tell people is your food is safe as long as you're following these best practices. And think about that food safety, heating, pasteurization, proper handling of food, raw and finished product. And I would say the other thing I want consumers to remember is don't forget some of the other basic stuff, cleaning and sanitation. The basic practices and the network we have in place helps our farmers. It helps our processors. Honestly, I say it all the time. I think Wisconsin does a great job on this. It is unparalleled. So we'll continue to work together to address anything now and in the future.
Adam Brock leads the State Division of Food Safety. He reminds us that despite the H5N1 virus in dairy cows, pasteurized milk and properly cooked meat are safe to consume. As we heard, not only are there safety precautions within our food supply chain, but on livestock farms as well through premise IDs. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke. In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. An emergency fund is a special kind of savings you set aside for emergencies and emergencies only. Who should have one? Everybody. And why should you have one? In a word, security. Did you know that today, more than half of the adults in America, 147 million of us, can't even afford a $1,000 emergency? I recommend socking away at least $1,000 and eventually building up to 3 to 6 months of household expenses. You want to keep your emergency fund somewhere easy to access, like a savings account, and not in the stock market, thank you very much. Look, we can't avoid bad things happening, but we can work to make sure that when that never gonna happen to me thing does happen to one of us, we are as financially prepared as we can be. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money help, check out Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY to 88285. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 88285. Till next time, take good care.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Crude and Rich are doing it live this Friday, a special Barron Trump graduation edition. Call in with your grievances, Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Our dairy producers have a better chance of trying to find an economic bottom line that's helpful to their operation, helping them get some answers when questions arise about how healthy the herd is our Wisconsin Farm Center. Now, that's housed within the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, where veterinarian Dr. Lene Shad is one of them on staff, trying to help with herd diagnostics, sometimes virtually. She explains a little bit about their tools.
Farmers that have problems on the farm and can't necessarily solve it with their current veterinarian, or if they just need another set of eyes or even some fees for diagnostic testing that they are short on. I've been dealing with some lameness issues, some mastitis issues, trying to get somatic cell counts under control, and then also involved with some questions where their stray voltage may or may not have been diagnosed on the farm, and seeing if there are other issues going on contributing to the problem.
So she works remotely. She'll make trips to the farm. She'll do whatever needs to be done. That's Dr. Lene Shad. She's a veterinarian with the Wisconsin Farm Center in the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And again, remember, all of these tools that they're offering you are free. All you need to do is reach out to them. And there is a little bit of protocol that you have to keep in mind when it comes to reaching out to them.
So we basically have a six-step program. You call the farm center and we will get you an application. If they fill out the application, then as a veterinarian, I will call them and do some consulting on the phone and schedule a farm visit. And then after on the farm visit, we'll decide what kind of testing we need to do and if we need some more information. And then I'll try to put together a report for the farm and then a final information with some suggestions for improvements.
So the bottom line is, if you're struggling with some kind of herd health issue, you just can't get your arms around it, and maybe you don't want to keep paying the veterinarian for no resolution, why don't you try the free diagnostic assistance through the Wisconsin Farm Center? Again, Dr. Lene Shad, one of the veterinarians that's there to help. You can find it at the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection website, or call them 800-942-2474, 800-942-2474. Stumach, ag meteorologist, along with us. Would have been nice if they had that around when we were milking cows, eh?
Yeah, way back in that day.
Because I'm telling you, this weekend, all of a sudden, the thermometer is going to jump. Cows are going to get hot. Barns are going to get hot. A lot of things are going to change with this weather coming this weekend, huh?
Yeah, we've got a lot of warm air trying to build in, and that's all going to warm it up and cause better growth in the field. Yes, provide some discomfort to livestock and everyone else. Let's start out this morning, a dense fog advisory till 8 a.m. Fond du Lac, Sheboygan, Oshkosh, Chilton, and Manitowoc up into Brown County, Kewaunee County, and up into Oconee County. That's till 8. That fog will burn off, and we all expect some sunshine today. Low pressures dragged a cool front east of the state, pulling away from us. So expect a little more sunshine and a pretty nice day. There's a little rain up in north central parts of Minnesota this morning. That's not going to instantly settle into western Wisconsin, although there could be some rain chance in especially northwest and western Wisconsin. Very late tonight, maybe later Saturday again. Not going to amount to much if it develops. Otherwise, the rest of the state appears to be staying a little drier and certainly warmer. There will be 80s around Wisconsin this weekend, and a more likelihood to see rain that becomes a bit more measurable as we start toward Monday and Tuesday. I'll have forecast details right after this.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compere Financial. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Are rising utility bills putting a strain on your farm's bottom line?
Focus on Energy can identify energy efficiency upgrades designed to help you save for years to come.
Kickstart a more energy efficient future for your farm. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, supporting Wisconsin's farmers since 2001.
More with Focus on Energy on the way. Stu, give me that forecast for the weekend.
All right, well, that dense fog advisory in the east till 8, and otherwise skies will be sunny or will become sunny in the east as well, and I expect upper 70s today. Winds becoming west about 5. Skies stay clear overnight, and we drop into the mid-50s, and the southeast winds about 5. Tomorrow, more sunshine. That slight chance of rain in the west late Saturday night, Expect temps up into the low 80s tomorrow, and the south winds about 5 to 10. Maybe a little rain Saturday night. Sunday, some sunshine. But again, late Sunday into Monday, the next chance for showers, even a thunderstorm or two. Sunday's high, low 80s, upper 70s further north. Not too windy. It just really sounds like a warm spring weekend, Pam, and I'm sure we're going to be pretty busy outside.
Absolutely. Thanks, Stu. Stu Muck with our Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Compure Financial, your financial partner in agriculture and rural America. Find them online, compure.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Gwitt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between DePere and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Lake Air 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WLAK. And on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
It's a fantastic Jane Matinair of Matinair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Voting 7-2, the Supreme Court rejected a lawsuit by payday lenders trying to undermine the Consumer Financial Protection Agency formed in the wake of the 2008 financial meltdown.
It lifts the uncertainty around the existence of the agency. So this case means that the CFPB is here to stay. And now the focus shifts to the regulations that it's writing. But the industry, not happy with this decision. Well, now they're going to get down into some of these rule-level litigation over things like overdraft fees and whether we can mandate the removal of medical bills from Americans' credit reports.
ABC's Devin Dwyer. Houston hit by severe weather, at least 4 people killed, upwards of 1 million homes and businesses with no electric power this morning. French police in a city in Normandy shot and killed a man armed with a knife and a metal bar suspected of setting fire to a synagogue. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris back in Wisconsin Thursday. She spoke to black voters in Milwaukee about the administration's efforts to create economic opportunity.
You see the signs around Milwaukee and around our country brought to you by the Biden-Harris administration, and you see a crane and you see shovels in the ground?
Harris also talked about forgiving student loan and medical debt and improving access to housing. The Green Bay Packers will play at least 5 games on national primetime TV this football season. The NFL released its regular season schedule Wednesday night. The Packers will open the season with a game in Sao Paulo, Brazil on Friday, September 6th, and they'll host a game on Thanksgiving night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers head to Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are in Houston to open a 3-game weekend series against the Astros. Last night, thunderstorms with winds up to 75 miles per hour and heavy rains left 4 dead and over 1 million without power in Houston, and a leaky roof at Minute Maid Park. The Astros managed to win 8-1 over the A's. Manager Pat Murphy was asked if the Brewers' bullpen showed any improvement during their most recent homestand.
You know, I think Piamps showed some signs. Koenig continues to be another unknown that nobody knew about that's throwing the ball great. Yeah, I was happy for White there at the end, too. Don't know much about him, and you know, it looks like possibility of him helping us. So.
NFL fans and vendors now making plans around the Packers' game schedule for the fall. 5 games in prime time, including Thanksgiving. Next week, the players report for OTAs, organized team activity practices in Green Bay. 6 of the Packers' draft picks were signed this week. 3 more left to go. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, NBC Sports Director Brandon Kinnard joins us to talk a bit more about the hiring of Doug Gottlieb at UW Green Bay.
And Christian Dennis will join us with the weekend What's Up, plus live music.
Minow and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear, low of 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunder shower. 84 our high on Saturday. By Sunday, mostly sunny with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We recently explained the Supreme Court's Purcell Principle and its impact. May 15th, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned a shocking Fifth Circuit decision to throw out fairer congressional districts for Louisiana. The Purcell Principle apparently played a role. The 2006 Purcell Principle instructed courts not to hand down decisions which would disrupt election administration too close to the election, confusing voters. Louisiana's 2021 racially gerrymandered congressional districts were finally changed in 2024 to include 2 majority black districts in compliance with the Voting Rights Act. April 30th, the Fifth Circuit threw those districts out, 6 months before the election. Democracy groups appealed, and May 15th, the U.S. Supreme Court stayed the Fifth Circuit ruling pending a full appeal. It's likely the case won't be heard until next year, so fairer maps remain in place for the 2024 election. That's good news, sort of. Although the order itself doesn't mention Purcell, dissents from Justices Jackson and Kagan do. Jackson writes, "In my view, Purcell has no role to play here. There's little risk of voter confusion from a new map being imposed this far out from the November election. In fact, we have often denied stays of redistricting orders issued as close or closer to an election. Justices need to figure out how close is too close, and soon. No less than the freedom to vote hangs in the balance. Find out more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in 2 different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius. She's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the Raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Farm goddess, agricultural princess, queen of all that moves. Nah, let's stick with farm babe. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Today I am going to be in charge of utensils. If you want to have a little fun as the day unfolds, follow us on social media. Today we are going to kick off Madison Burger Week with the Wisconsin Beef Council. May is Beef Month, and around the Madison area, a lot of area restaurants are participating, offering up some of the best burgers on their menu or creating brand new burgers for the event. Madison Burger Week starts today, and at about 10:30 this morning, we will be broadcasting live on social media some of our stops at area restaurants that are featuring beef burgers. You can follow us, Midwest Farm Report on Facebook or Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook. That's where you'll see some of the first messages starting a little bit later today. Weather-wise, it looks like it is going to be a pretty decent weekend, depending on where you are. A few more clouds in the La Crosse area today. They'll top out in the low to mid-70s. Madison, sunshine and 79. Cooler along the lakeshore with cloudy skies. Probably temperatures in the upper 60s. But watch out. Enjoy the weekend. Get as much done as you can, because it looks like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe, of next week, thunderstorms and rain in the forecast. I'm PM Yonke, by the way. Thanks so much for making us a part of your Friday morning. Coming up, thinking about safety and energy savings. We're going to see temperatures this weekend climb into the 80s. Now, for you and I, maybe turning on the air conditioning is one of the resolutions we've got. But I'll tell you what, if you're managing a couple hundred head of dairy cows, trying to make sure those animals are comfortable is not only challenging, it's expensive. Joel Rochin, who is with Focus on Energy, is going to give us a couple ideas on what we can do to protect those animals and save a little money on the way. So today is the 17th day of May. What can I tell you? Mostly happy birthdays today. Happy birthday to actor-comedian Craig Ferguson. He is 62 years young. And Sugar Ray Leonard, former professional boxer, motivational speaker. Today, he is celebrating his 68th birthday. And now you know. Well, there's a little discord in Wisconsin farm country on how checkoff dollars are being invested. For people that don't understand the concept of checkoff, farms all across the state contribute money from their bottom line directly to commodity organizations. The goal of those checkoff dollars is to promote research, to promote education, promote the product, promote research, and promote education. And it's really dictated by federal guidelines in many areas on how those dollars can be spent. The Wisconsin Farmers Union wants to take a closer look at how checkoff dollars are being invested. Darren Von Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, says they're getting together next Wednesday, May 22nd in Osseo, to try to bring members together and have a conversation.
Yeah, Bob, it's, you know, kind of been in the works for a few years now. Our members certainly are, you know, really all over the board. We have members that sit on different advertising councils, you know, and certainly have strong opinions on both sides. And just looking at some of the things that have happened over the years, certainly the National Beef Promotion Board, National Cattlemen's Beef Association particularly, you know, it's really questionable about some of the dollars that they receive from checkoff, that is it really being used for appropriate uses. and there hasn't really been a good accounting for it over the years. And so what we're hoping to do is put some accountability into that process and making sure that the dollars that are supposed to be spent on advertising and research are actually being spent on advertising and research and not being used for other things such as lobbying or other practices that are not qualified under the actual meaning of promotion and research.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, these are all mandated and monitored by the federal government, and they do routinely conduct audits. Is Farmers Union generally just not happy with the way audits are conducted or the amount of times in history they've been conducted? What specifically are you guys kind of looking for?
Yeah, both probably. Thinking that there should probably be yearly accurate audits versus just every 5 years or 8 years or 10 years, and then certainly making sure that there's dollars there that are available to do that accurate audit. As business owners and having the IRS thumb on us a lot of times as members too, looking to make sure that accountability is actually happening.
Darren Von Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, again, just calling into question how checkoff dollars are being spent. And it isn't about just one commodity group, although he cites National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He said they really want to evaluate how checkoff dollars are being invested and used overall. They're getting together Wednesday, May 22nd from 4 until 5 in Osseo at the Goplin Homestead Farms. If you want to find details or register for that event, go to WisconsinFarmersUnion.com, WisconsinFarmersUnion.com. So far this morning, I see that the markets are trending a little bit stronger. Dairy had a good day as far as barrel cheese was concerned yesterday. Numbers just around the corner.
To help take care of your egg operation, you're going to need the brand that you call One Tough Animal. Bobcat Plus, they carry new and used Bobcat equipment and also feature a full service department, parts, rental, so there's no need to worry about downtime. Skid steer loaders, mini excavators, utility vehicles, and so much more. There's a Bobcat Plus location just down the road. Eau Claire, Butler, Appleton, and De Pere. Those chores around the farm just got a lot easier. Stop in or visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, One Tough Animal.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compere Financial. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Yesterday in Chicago, we saw our barrel cheese gain 6 cents, went all the way up to 212, 40-pound block cheese. That dropped 2¾ cents at 190. AA butter was unchanged, remained 305.5. This morning, the June Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, down a penny at 21.11 a hundredweight. July is down 9 at 20.41 a hundredweight. All the rest of the commodities pretty robust. December corn this morning, 3 cents stronger, right now at 4.85 a bushel. November soybeans are up 11 cents at 12.09. July new crop wheat, currently 10 cents higher at 6.73 a bushel. Just a quick reminder that tomorrow, full day of celebration in Muscadet for that Morel Mushroom Festival. And if you're starting to get lined up on your June dairy activities, I want to remind you that Greene County kicks off some of our official June dairy events, and that's going to be Memorial Weekend. They are going to be in Monticello this year for the Greene County Breakfast on the Farm, Saturday, May 25th. Yep, Memorial Weekend. That's the way they like to do it. Get ahead of the pack. You can find more on all of the June dairy events going on around the state of Wisconsin at wisconsindairy.org, wisconsindairy.org. They've got a special tab dedicated just to giving you the details on all the June dairy celebrations that are going to be going on across the state of Wisconsin. If you'd like a little historical perspective on Wisconsin's dairy industry, the Fort Atkinson Historical Society has their annual Dairy Day at the museum, Friday, June 14th and Saturday, June 15th. Big event. You can find more at hoardmuseum.org. That's HOARD museum.org.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Hear and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
it's only glass.
It's only
tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area in hour number 2, Zombie Cicadas, coming to a neighborhood near you. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
A human being and kind of can move from one place to another, find air conditioning, a little bit of shade. But if you're an animal that farmers are taking care of, well, let's say they're relying on you for their creature comfort. And the way that farmers take care of their animals directly reflects on their production. Milk cows will watch their milk production go down substantially. If they're too hot, reproduction issues also occur if our cows are too hot. That's why today we're welcoming in Joel Rolchin. He is one of the Focus on Energy advisors crisscrossing the state of Wisconsin, trying to help farmers troubleshoot any issues they might have, specifically with their cooling and ventilation systems as they roll into the summer months. Joel and I had a chance to visit a little bit about some of the special incentives that Focus on Energy is offering for simple things like tuning up those ventilation fans, taking a look at some of the equipment you rely on in the milk parlor. And Joel says they're staying busy. It's been a lot of different farm calls for them since winter started.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We've been running around like crazy this winter and early spring here. Things are slowing down a little bit as we've got these nice sunny days, but as we're getting the rain, suddenly the phone lights up again. So it's hit or miss. It's a crazy time of year for us, as everybody.
Yep, that's exactly right. Now, let's talk a little bit about something, though, we should be thinking about regardless of the weather outside today, and that is we know the heat and humidity are on the way for Wisconsin. Big emphasis on our conversation today, Joel, focusing in on some of the key elements that we rely on. Ventilation, our dairy refrigeration group, those plate coolers, all of that becomes incredibly important when the humidity starts to tick up. And Focus on Energy wants to try to help you not only be prepared, but save money being prepared, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the biggest thing when it comes to ventilation is that cow comfort, trying to keep your cows nice and cool and comfortable, get the most milk out of them that you can. And ventilation is just a such a huge key part of that. And more we're seeing more of these tunnel vented and cross vented barns. And when you're putting that much ventilation in, when you get into these larger farms, ventilation alone becomes your largest energy user on the farm. So being able to at least make that as efficient as you can, so you're minimizing you're maximizing your profits on that milk coming out from the cow by minimizing your expenses when it comes to the energy usage. That's really a key point. We've got a lot of great ways that you can take advantage of it. I think the biggest thing with, like I said, with the exhaust fans and those cross vent and tunnel vented barns, putting variable speed drives on those fans. And I know I sound like a broken record. We talk about this all the time, but putting variable speed fans in, it's so much more efficient to be able to run all of your fans at a lower speed than it is to run, say, half your fans full tilt and half your fans turned off, just inherently with how the motors work and how slowing them down works. You still get a good amount of airflow, but you're using so much less energy when you're using those VFDs.
And the other thing that I like to remind folks about, whenever they hear you talking, Joel, it's not just about new construction, although if you are planning new construction, focus on energy should be involved in that conversation while it's still in the blueprint phase. But also, if people are looking at doing an upgrade, maybe a little bit of a remodel, you want those conversations to start earlier as opposed to later.
Yeah, the sooner we can get involved is always the best. I mean, the worst case scenario is somebody puts in some stuff thinking they're going to be able to get funding from Focus, and then through one way or another, something doesn't qualify, or we needed to get pre-approval and we missed the boat, and it's killer. It's tough. It's really hard hearing those situations and being a part of that. So the sooner we can get in, the sooner we can help you. We don't get in the way. We just need to talk to a few of your contractors. We call them trade allies. We pretty much get information from them, just verify stuff, and then we take care of the paperwork on the back end. It really couldn't be much easier than what it is. I mean, that's why we're here, to help everyone out, to help the farmers out. We're here to be working for you and working with your farm to get that energy usage down. It benefits everyone.
Joel Rolchin along with us. He's one of the Focus on Energy advisors that crisscrosses the state of Wisconsin. Wherever you are, whatever type of agribusiness you are involved with, they can probably help you save some money. So have them in on the conversation if you're looking at a project. We talk about cow comfort. That's obviously critically important during our hot, sticky months in Wisconsin. We can't neglect the equipment that we count on either, Joel, to make sure that the milk we're producing stays in great quality, is ready to go. You've got a lot of dairy refrigeration tune-up options that can be available out there. You don't want to neglect that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's another key part that occasionally gets overlooked. I mean, being able to not only keep your milk cool, but then, you know, just the bonuses that are involved in making sure that you're shipping that milk off at the temperature threshold that you need to. I think most guys it's 42 or so. But you rely on your compressors. You rely on your cooling for that, and the only way you get that is keeping your compressors up and running. We do offer their dairy refrigeration tune-ups. That's where you have your choice dealer come out. They pretty much go through your system, verify they're all topped up on coolant, verifying the fins are clean, you don't have leaks, things like that, looking for any other little issues that you may encounter. It is we'll give you $40 per compressor for them to be going out, so it helps offset the cost. The biggest thing that I've been finding, and I've been talking to my trade allies about this, it cuts down on emergency calls significantly. So the last thing you want, you're halfway through milking and suddenly your compressors are going down, and so now you're worried, are you going to be able to get that milk out or get it down far enough? You know, are you going to have enough time for cooling? You don't want that extra compressor running, you know, for an extra 2 hours after you're done milking. So getting that refrigeration tune-up really helps with all of those issues, keeps everything running in tip-top shape. I've had other guys where they found other issues with other equipment before it's failed. Heat reclamation units that have been leaking, and they've caught things like that, and ends up, yeah, you do need to repair the other unit that's there, but it's preventing a headache at 3 a.m. 4 weeks down the road or something like that, and that has been That's been one of the big takeaways that we've gotten from the refrigeration program. It's great for the farm. It keeps your equipment going really well, and it really helps avoid some of those extra costs that give you big headaches down the road.
Yeah, let's try to avoid that. Joel Rolchin, along with us, a Focus on Energy advisor, crisscrossing the state, helping farms and agribusinesses save money on their energy bills, something to think about as we get into our hot summer months. You can engage with the Focus on Energy folks. Call them, 800-762-7077. That's 800-762-7077. Or go to focusonenergy.com under the Resources and Incentives tab. You'll find the Agribusiness Solution area. Focus on Energy, our guest this morning. All right, have a great weekend. Remember, use our talk text line if you get any rain or any interesting weather or just want to tell us how your weekend's going. That's 877-301-FARM. 877-301-3276.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Fabulous Farm Bay, Pam Yonke here, bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings on WLAK. This isn't just for farmers, people. It's for anybody that enjoys food. Tune in 5 a.m. on Lake Air 1260 WLAK Amory.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
A toast to a family of ag entrepreneurs in Central Illinois, today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
There are 1,330 farms in Champaign County, Illinois, but only one raises barley. I'm betting it's the Riggs family, which turns that barley into beer at the Riggs Beer Company in Urbana. This is Darren Riggs.
Grew up on a small family-operated corn and soybean farm, pretty normal for, you know, Central Illinois, but small enough that dad and mom didn't farm for a living. So the story was, growing up, find something else to do, and maybe you can farm for a hobby. And so went to college, discovered beer.
Much later, Riggs pitched the idea of converting to barley production on the farm.
I gave my dad a hard time because he thought we were crazy wanting to grow barley, and maybe we are. But having even a small family farm was a huge help because we already had the tractors, we had the wagons, we already had that land. And the way prices are nowadays, that's not something that you can just discount if you're starting this new business.
Darren and his brother Matt and their spouses operate the company as it distributes regionally.
My brother and I started this business. We own 100% of the company. We don't have any other investors. We're not going to take over the world, but that was never the goal to begin with. It's always been a vehicle for what can we do to bring value back to the farm and keep it going for another generation.
Learn more at RiggsBeer.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by writer-director, actor Bruce Jarko, and Terry Barr from Max Inc. joins the show live from the Willie Nelson concert to give us a preview of what's live in the lair on Saturday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
One, two, three.
What you doing?
Four, five, six. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. More than 800,000 customers are in the dark in the Houston area this morning after a powerful and deadly storm. Houston Mayor John Whitmire.
We had a storm with 100 miles per hour winds, the equivalent of Hurricane Ike.
At least four storm-related deaths, downtown high-rise windows blown out, some roads